You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
0-1, Webb works always from the stretch, and the pitch is hit high in the air, deep left center field. Michael Hellman's in center now. He goes back to the wall, and that is gone. It's in the Angels' bullpen. Ohapi with his 19th home run of the year, his 43rd run batted in. He makes it 4-0 Halos in the top of the ninth.
Well, that's 3 hours I will never get back in my life. Good morning, Metroplex. It's a Tolo Tuesday live here, 11th floor studios here on Sean and RJ. We got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We got you, hopefully, live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, or the Odyssey app. 4-0, 5 hits. Excruciatingly boring, awful.
Yeah, not a whole lot to be happy about with this one. Even DeGrom was just eh.
Bassick pointed out at the beginning of the broadcast, he's like, if there's one team, there really is only one team that has had his number,
yeah,
and that is the LA Angels.
And they shouldn't have anybody's number. They should be like everybody with Jerry. Nobody has his number, right? Nobody has Jerry's cell phone number, which is weird, by the way. But then this makes no sense. Like, why the Angels? Why do the Angels have Jake DeGrom's number? Because he wasn't bad. He was just mid. You know, and for Jake, that's not good.
You lost the game on the first pitch because you give up a first pitch home run and you're not going to score. But I don't know that I thought he was mid. I thought after he gave up that home run, I thought he looked as good as he's looked in like a month and a half for the next like four innings. Like, he was pretty shut down. And then he obviously got that looper that knocked in the second run and that kind of threw things off. But, you know, after he gave up that first home run, it was like, oh, okay, he's locked in. He looks like he's ready to go. But that's the problem, is that like, if you miss with one pitch with this lineup, you can lose.
Yeah.
And there were times last night, Josh Young's got, all right, somebody in scoring position, two outs, and he flails at something 8 inches, a foot outside the zone, whatever that slider was. And then I think it's the next inning. Corey Seager comes up, two outs, guy in scoring position, just flails at a pitch he shouldn't, strikes out. It's just not a good baseball team. It's not a good lineup. It's not that it's not a good baseball team. They're really good defensively. They're a really good pitching staff. They are awful at the plate.
His ERA against the Angels is a 5.87. Against the Phillies, it's a 4. Against Seattle, it's a 5.79. Against Tampa, it's a 6.35. So those are the splits for Jacob DeGrom. And unfortunately for the Rangers, 3 of the 4 ahead of you in the wild card, they all won. So you are 5.5 back in the wild card and 7 back in the American League West. The only kind of bright spot was seeing Wash before the game hug it out with Boach. Mm. Ron Washington giving the medical update on why he had to take a leave of absence for the season. Quadruple bypass. Quadruple bypass. 8 weeks out from it. Said he feels great. Said if you see him like we did at the owners' meetings, yeah, at the baseball winter meetings, and he's smoking a cigarette, you can go up and slap it out of his hand. So he's quit smoking, eating better, rehab going well, hopes to be back at 100% in December.
Yeah, you know, we all know that person who stopped drinking or smoking or whatever after the health scare, right? After the major, major health scare. And it really is amazing. Like, you know, you could stop doing those things when you have to. You know, it's like, you know, you could, a lot of people could stop. Good for you that you could stop before that. But it, like, when you have to, it's like, okay, let's go. Let's lock in here. Good for him.
Yeah, it's good to see. I'm really hopeful he can return. He's, gosh, how old is he now? He's getting up there in age. And then the fact that, I mean, it's a quadruple bypass. The fact that he's still optimistic and wants to come back and, you know, manage again, that's good.
73.
But, man, yeah, that's the thing. That's a comeback. That's something where he can't take one drag off a cigarette.
All right, that's the extent of the baseball update with the Rangers losing 4-0.
You don't want to get into, like, a seventh-inning strikeout or something at the
point? No. Oh, okay. I got nothing else. We got too much NFL to get to. A flurry of news activity yesterday. It was a wild Monday throughout the sports world, particularly the National Football League. All the other deals, Micah, if you wanted to be last along with his agent to check out that market value, mission accomplished. Terry McLaurin re-signs with the Commanders, and the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson work something out. Hendrickson and the Bengals, we'll start there because it's most directly related to Micah, reach agreement on a $14 million raise. So his salary for 2025 is going to be $30 million. He's still scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent this season. So what does that do, if anything, for Parsons and the Cowboys? We didn't think it would be much because Hendrickson was not going to be up there.
Yeah, it's not going to do much, you know, because neither party is going to be moved by the one-year deal. Jerry's like, I already got him on a three-year deal. Why would I pay him more?
Now, Mike Tannenbaum yesterday proposed something similar to this before the Hendrickson deal got done. He said, just put a $2 for $84 million Band-Aid on the Cowboys situation. Two for 84 guaranteed. It's locked in. It's done. So you're getting 42 a year, and then you get back to this thing in a few years with Orlovsky saying there's no way in hell that Micah takes that.
Right, and Jerry would say, why would I do that? I'm getting him for less already. He's already under contract for less. He's under contract for 20, and then what would it be next year, 30?
Well, what Brian Schottenheimer would say is, I'm already sick and tired of answering questions about nachos and naps. And Jerry's conveniently leaving that out. Yeah. I hope Jerry is factoring in what this could do to the season when you're paying Dak Prescott 60 and you're paying CeeDee Lamb 30. He's just not going to admit to that publicly.
Yeah, I think Orlovsky, as usual, is dead wrong. I think 2 for 84, they very well might take that because it's like, yeah, absolutely. 2 years, 84, we get right back on the market. Cool, do it. We're already supposed to be here for 3 years, as Jerry keeps saying. Lock us in at 42, and then we get to touch the market again when it's gone up some more. Sign us up. So I think they absolutely would take something like that. But again, yeah, Jerry, there's nothing in that is worth his time. Like, the whole reason why they want five-year deals and they want the extra years and stuff like that is because of the way they've got, you know, six balls they're juggling in the air at all times with the salary cap, and they want to be able to basically have these accounting tricks and do different things to it. You can't do that on a two-year deal.
Again.
And so, I mean, I think it would be a good idea. I think it would help just get everybody through and set up for the next thing. But Jerry and I think the Cowboys would look at that and say that doesn't make any financial sense for them.
Yeah. Now, the Cowboys, they can use the deal that Trey got and be like, this is why I'm not going to 45. I mean, the guy puts up better numbers than you do, and he's getting 30.
Yeah, I think that's a really stupid argument. He's 31 years old.
I'm not saying that's
if they walked in and said that, they would be laughed at. They would be laughed out of any meeting in the NFL.
Terry McLaurin, I feel like, Bob, we worked out the money on this last week, but they finally get their team leader and the gel back officially. Going to try to make it work out for the regular season opener against the Giants. 3-year contract worth up to $96 million. So it's looking like 32 a year for Terry McLaurin. We were trying to slot him into this APY last week. Jamar's at 40. Jefferson's at 35. Lamb is at 34. And then the contract that I think McLaurin's team was looking at to compare to is DK. And it's such a fascinating comparison. DK should be the better receiver. DK, athletically superior, does not put up the numbers that you would expect. So he's sitting there at 33. You got to factor in McLaurin's age as well, older. And then you got Garrett Wilson at 32.5. And here's Terry McLaurin coming in at 32, right in front of, tied with A.J. Brown and right in front of Amon-Ra at 30 per.
Yeah, that was the thing that was hard about it. When we started first looking at how much do you pay McLaurin, and you started instantly hearing 33, 34, whatever, you're like, eh. There's like a visceral reaction to it. And then when you look at the market and who's gotten paid already at the receiver position, you're like, I wouldn't pay DK 33. I wouldn't pay this. Like, I mean, right. You look at those numbers and go like, I don't know that those receivers deserve it either, but that's a market that's starting to blow up in terms of with guys who everybody's getting paid.
And McLaurin or Choppy by multiple years is the oldest on that list. Jamar's 25, Jefferson's 25, Lamb's 25, DK's 27, and McLaurin, by the way, is going to be 30 next month. Garrett Wilson's 24, AJ's 26, Amon-Ra's 24.
Right, and by the time this deal kicks in, he'll be 31. It'll be his age 31 because this doesn't kick in on next year. So he'll be 30. He'll be 30 by week 3 this year, and which means he'll be 31 next year. Probably what, week 2? The way it's going to work out with the calendar and Labor Day. But look, it's of the 24 contracts, that the highest contracts at wide receiver, only one's over 30, and that's Tyreek. Well, now it's 2 with McLaurin, and this is the kind of move you can make when you've got a quarterback on a rookie deal. You can make these aggressive, sometimes financially irresponsible moves, and paying a 31 who's going to be a 31-year-old quarterback $33 million a year to play wide receiver when that is the time where they all decrease and decline. It's probably a financially irresponsible move, but you're better in the short term, and you're taking advantage of your quarterback window.
It makes sense for McLaurin, too, to make this such a big dividing issue because he is 30. He'll be 31 by the time maybe not 31. They could have tagged him. They could have held on to him for another year. If they're like, he's still showing it to us. He could have never gotten exposed to the market in the era of $30 million receivers, like with an opportunity to hit it. So it's got a little bit to the point of like where Zach Martin was at. Where Zach Martin was like, I've got to get my last deal. I got to get my last payday here, and it's worth holding out for to be able to get it. And I think that's where McLaurin was at and just said, I need that money now because I'm not going to get it again.
So McLaurin, done. Hendrickson, done. The one big name left out there is number 11. We have an update on that coming up at 6:20. Good practice day news for the Cowboys. It's a positive practice update for the Cowboys at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco coming up in 10 minutes here on Sean and RJ. We are going to get back to the Gambler and finish up the final episodes at 7:20, commercial-free expressway, college football insider Josh Pate at 8 o'clock this morning, PP in the morning at 8:20, and Tommy Yarsh, DallasCowboys.com, in the final hour of the show at 9:20. Former Cowboy news, Amari Cooper is signing with the Raiders, so back to the Raiders on a one-year deal. The Commanders releasing Michael Gallup, the Raiders releasing Jalen Smith. So Jalen, Gallup, Amari, all over the news wire with these roster cuts that are taking place.
I'll be honest, I did not realize Jalen Smith was on a football team.
I didn't either until yesterday.
which is odd. Jalen usually really makes sure you hear he's on a football team. But
Why, the swipe is silent.
Yeah, the swipe, the glasses, the clear eye view lenses. I'm surprised, or not surprised, I'm disappointed, I guess, that Gallup couldn't stick with Washington. I had hoped he had been able to, like, kind of correct some things, and he talked about, he gave a couple interviews over there where he said, yep, my passion's back, my fire's back, I'm locked in, I'm ready, and the fact that hasn't worked out for him, that's disappointing. But I can't, you know, Jalen Smith, still, he just turned 30 just now. It feels like he's 35 years old. It feels like he should already like I said, almost be out of the league.
Brian Robinson ended up getting traded from the Commanders to San Francisco for a 6th-round pick. Is that something we should have entertained?
I would have. Probably. A 6th-round pick for Brian Robinson. That's nothing. Yeah, to me, that's absolutely worth the investment.
This way you cut Miles Sanders.
Exactly. They had gotten sideways, Washington, Brian Robinson, where it was just clear. I mean, you talked about it last week. Dan Quinn was just basically talking like, yeah, just wait until we can get him out of here. Like, they didn't want to be together anymore.
800 yards a season, basically, on the ground. He's going to give you about 20, 25, maybe even 30 catches on the receiving end. So, sixth-round pick. Where would that have moved him on that Dallas Cowboy depth chart?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you bring in Brian Robinson, he's your starter, like here in Dallas. I think that Brian Robinson, I would say...
And what's his money situation?
He's in the last year of his rookie deal, so, I mean, he's not making a ton. That's why he was kind of fighting them a little bit. But he should be... I think he's probably, given that he was a second-round pick, he's probably making like $1 million this year, maybe less. $2 million.
How much?
$2 million.
Fantasy alert. Something weird is going on with Joe Mixon. His foot has him on the four-game IR list, so he cannot and is not playing the first four games of the season. Adam Schefter was questioning whether he is even going to come back and play this year. So if you got your fantasy draft already in, go and get the backups. I think you got Nick Chubb over there, Damian Pierce maybe, or keep that in mind if your draft is tonight or later on this week. But Joe Mixon, running back problems in the armpit.
He should work with Diggs' guy. He might be able to come back faster.
Going to Germany?
Yeah.
Get those stem cells?
Yeah, go to Germany, hang out with Hagland, coach baseball kids.
Yeah, go to Miami. 877-881-1053, Franco LaFranco, injury attorney text line. But don't make your little Trayvon Diggs jokes, because it was a positive injury day at Cowboys practice in Frisco. And how did the rest of the NFL world react to Micah taking his nap during the Falcons game? Inside the Star on the home of the Dallas Cowboys with Sean, RJ, and Bobby after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
a positive injury day for your Dallas Cowboys as we take you inside the Star with the 6 a.m. Club here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby at 7:20. We're going to have a Brewers ticket giveaway to take on your Texas Rangers, and hopefully they actually score a run in that game, unlike last night. But Trayvon Diggs had his first on-field work since last season yesterday, went through individual drills during the portion of practice open to the media. He is off the PUP list, working into football shape. Trayvon basically saying, I'm not limited in any way physically. It's just a matter of conditioning. So this was a very, very good positive development, Bobby.
It's positive. It's good. I mean, it's good to have the fact that he's out there and able to participate, and he's been moved off of PUP because, I mean, they are in dire need of corner help right now. And so the quicker you can get him back, no matter how many flaws he may have at this point or how tough last season was for him at times before he got hurt, yeah, the quicker you can get him back, the more that it will boost this team's chances of being good this season. Because if he's not out there and you're having to run Zion Childress or Andrew Booth out there for 60 snaps a game, there's no telling how effective this defense will be.
Trayvon also probably gave away a little bit of leverage to Micah and agent David Mulugeta. Diggs, Micah's BFF, was asked, does he actually want to be traded or does he want to be here? Quote, most definitely he wants to stay here. Like I've heard him say before, he plays the game for us. We go out there, blood, sweat, and tears. We work out together. We train together. At the end of the day, I know for sure he wants to be out there with us and helping this team win. This is his home. This is his family. Why wouldn't he want to be here? So, David Mulugeta, probably scratching his skin off as we speak.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's
not that drastic.
At the end of the day, Mulugeta knows that Mike is going to get paid. It's just, you know, a matter of when. So I don't think it's that big of a deal.
And by who?
Yeah, it's just about by who, right? So I don't know that it's that big of a deal. But yeah, it's like this is one of those just unnecessary things for him to say that Micah probably isn't thrilled with either.
He had his back for the back when he was given the medical update Friday leaving, saying, no, I know his back's tight. You know, I know he's getting ready to get that MRI. Yeah. And then yesterday, maybe we're just getting to a kumbaya point. Jerry taking the photo with Micah's mom and all smiles there. And there's Diggs saying, no, he'd rather be here than traded.
Yeah, and that'd be, if we were getting the kumbaya moment, that'd be nice. Get it all smoothed over, get whatever you need done. But, I mean, the other thing there is, I bet if you were to ask David, whether it be how do you respond to somebody saying that, or maybe what the reality is the whole time, it's just like, yeah, you want to be somewhere. But like, you also reach a point where you go, man, I want so bad to be in this marriage, but this marriage has so clearly gone sour. And like, I wish we could work out these things that keep me here because I want to be here, but I need to go because this isn't working anymore.
Yeah.
And there are things that aren't going to get fixed. And so that's probably the PR response to trying to justify why he could still want to be here and still want to be traded. But I think ultimately, the biggest thing is just somebody's going to have to get over their pride. Somebody is going to have to do it and just say, like, I'm calling, and I'm going to extend the olive branch. The problem, Brian said it yesterday. I was listening to G-Bag, and Brian had said, I think it has to be David calling to smooth over and extend an olive branch to Jerry. And I'm like, I think from their side, they look at it and go, it has to be Jerry calling and extending an olive branch. And so that's really tough when both sides seem so convinced of you need to swallow your pride.
We did this topic yesterday, Trayvon versus the medical team. He addressed that. I have no issues with the training staff or nothing. Me and Britt Brown are cool. That's my guy. We go back and forth. We have our differences, but he just wants the best for me. He wants me to be out there. That is also my goal as well. So that's a nice, positive, cheery statement from Diggs.
Sure. I believe they probably have nice conversations and bust each other's balls or whatever else. And I'm sure that, yeah, Britt does want him back out there as soon as possible. And I'm sure Trayvon wants to be back out there as soon as possible. But it's also good that he does acknowledge it, doesn't just flat out lie. He does acknowledge, yeah, we have our differences, because yeah, they do.
Tyler Guyton got in some work as he comes back from the broken bone in the knee. First time he has been with the full team for early practice work since suffering the injury on July 28th. While we were at Club Sharif in California, or me and Choppy were.
9 days?
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, I showed up several nights where you didn't. 9 days.
You weren't on that one group text.
Yeah, you weren't.
That's right. You were
out.
On it.
You were out.
It's not my fault.
You're out. I raged the first night. Thank you. And then I went so hard that I had trouble recovering the rest of the week.
Yeah, you're like Tyler Guyton.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was
out
like.
For the rest of the game.
I'm getting it done. Tyler Guyton, he's so critical to what they want to do. Like him taking a step up. We've talked about it this offseason. I think we had asked some question generally to the effect of like, if one player takes a significant step up, who would they most benefit from that happening with? And it's Guyton. If Guyton steps up and becomes a dominant left tackler, becomes a really good left tackle in year two, they are so much better off. That is a significant difference in terms of how effective they are on offense, how effective they are at controlling the ball, how effective they are at scoring points. All of that is going to come down to how good Guyton is. If Guyton is that much better, that entire line takes a significant step up. And the question about are they able to block things up is going to answer whether they have a running game and whether Dak has enough time to do some of these things offensively that he wants to do.
It becomes it's not going to be the Great Wall yet or Great Wall Part 2, but it becomes a really top unit in the league if he can hit. And of course, assuming that Booker hits the way they want to.
Some were disappointed that Phil Maffa was not officially on the team. Well, yesterday they put him on IR. So the plan for him, according to Jeremy Fowler, returned during the season, had 15 carries for 59 yards, one touchdown in the preseason. What does this really mean?
I mean, that's exactly – so they'll be able to boomerang him back if he's one of the two that they assign that can come back.
Cannot be acquired by someone else right now.
No, he's basically put on reserve. And so I would imagine the other's Mingo, which means I don't know if that's the case. I don't know what they're doing with Kalen Carson. And so Kalen Carson would have to be on the roster at least for a day probably, or he could be somebody that they just decide to move on from.
So yesterday I wanted to go watch all the shows and see who would bash Mike up as a former player, because that's really who I wanted to hear from, with him laying down on the training table. Guys on the field, guys on the sideline, would they have a major problem with it? So I wanted to check in with some former players. Chris Sims, talking with Florio on NBC, had no issue.
It's as ugly as it gets down there in Dallas right now, and that there might not be any way going back. That's the word I get. That's what I think a lot of people in the league think right now. And so we'll see what happens here. But Micah is not playing around. He's certainly not. I know we said it when he let out the statement originally. I don't think he's the type of guy that puts out that statement unless he means business. I think he's pretty well thought out, and that's why he went over there. And, yeah, he's trying to put a little egg on their face a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to go over here, lay down. I'm going to eat some food. I'm going to make a mockery of this thing because you've kind of made a mockery of me in this whole thing. So I'm not mad at him. I don't care. Jerry's breaking rules of the CBA. Then up. Oh, he laid on a table in the back there. Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Is that in the CBA? No, it's not. So I don't care. But, yeah, he's having fun with him.
Speaking of the CBA, Darrell Revis, the latest one after Matt Schaub to call out Jerry Jones and say that the PA needs to step in. Jerry's actions show that owners have no problem taking advantage of us. And when our union fails to respond, it sends a message they can do the same thing in the next negotiations if the current leadership remains in place. So Schaub, problem. Darrell Revis, problem with Jerry and the Micah negotiation.
Yeah, it's been interesting that there hasn't been more of a public pushback from the PA. But like the fact that Schaub is running.
They're tracking down stripper expenses.
Yeah, they've got their own White House they got to worry about. And so they haven't
getting
been
rid of OJ's parking spot.
Exactly. They haven't been able to stay on top of it.
It's a double spot.
Yeah, the double. It is.
Double murder.
That's right.
Exactly. One for each. This is something where the PA's got. Stunned that they aren't even just saying anything publicly to try and put pressure. Even if they're not actually going to run anything down, I'm surprised they haven't put out a statement that just says, we don't like this, we're going to look into it, we're going to do this or that. That surprised me. On the Chris Sims front, I do think it's, again, it's a player that, yeah, he didn't have a problem with it, but that is a former player who's also saying it very much was a public show-up, is what it was. That action is a show-up, Mike Leslie, that's not just somebody who's stretching out a back for a relatively short amount of time.
Dan Orlovsky blasted the Cowboys, and Adam Schefter added a trade update.
A month ago, I said this was the biggest problem Jerry Jones has had since the 90s. Yep. He has not dealt with this. The Cowboys, honestly, are becoming a joke. I mean, it's Monday morning, 10 days before the season starts. We're talking about their best player laying down on a table, and is it a big deal or not? And when I first started in this business, it was like we were talking about the Cowboys and the best offensive line in the history of football and Zeke Elliott running for 50. Now we're talking about Micah Parsons laying down on a table 10 days before playing on the road against their division rival. If it's as bad as we hear it is publicly, why haven't the Ravens or the Bills made the call?
Well, I could tell you that there are teams that are all watching and observing, and they would love to trade for Micah Parsons. I don't think that any team out there believes that it's real and serious that Dallas will look to deal him. So are there 31 other interested teams in Micah Parsons? Yes. Do any of them think that Dallas is going to trade him before the season begins? I don't think they think that.
So the two biggest takeaways I had from all the coverage yesterday that was on ESPN, no one really blasted Micah for laying on the table. And I couldn't really find anyone who thought that he was going to play against Philadelphia. That it's either going to be a combination of not being ready, but a bigger factor is making the statement, the only card you have really left to play against Jerry to get paid right now is not showing up and playing. And Adam Schefter discussed that a little bit more.
He has not practiced this summer due to a back injury, back tightness. Now, the Cowboys took an MRI on it, said it came back clean. I think Micah Parsons would tell you that his back is tight, doesn't feel right. So he has not practiced. So in a best-case scenario, RC can't keep a straight face as I bring up back tightness.
Yeah, because you can't disprove back tightness. You can't tell me my back
the
ain't
MRI
tight.
The MRI said it's not tight.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And that's going to be the issue. Yeah. He hasn't practiced. He's got a tight back. The Cowboys' regular season opener is a week from Thursday night in Philadelphia. And the fact of the matter is, if he's out there at all, he'll be limited because he hasn't gone through practice at all. That's the short-term picture. There's obviously a lot to this. We'll get to all of it. But we're talking about the game Thursday night. Practice? No practice. So we'll see if he can make it out there next week. And I would say right now, that is very much in question.
My shoulders are twitching again. I got good shoulder versus bad shoulder. Good shoulder wants Micah to get out there on the field, give the Dallas Cowboys the best chance to ruin the ring ceremony and the banner being unveiled.
I wish the back would get better.
Bad shoulder? I want Micah to skip this thing. I want Micah not even to show up or to go there on the side. I don't care. I want Micah to not play in order to stick it to Jerry and see if we get Emmett 2.0. So I got good versus bad working.
I just don't know that that's in Micah's DNA. Although I shouldn't say that because he decided to skip out on a complete college football year.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, he's. I think he's going to play.
It may not be Micah's DNA. It may have to be David's DNA.
Well, you know, I'm sick of David. I'm sick of him. Oh. Like, you know, just this.
Or Jerry Jones over here.
It's just, I mean, you're not in charge, dude. The player is. Like, just shut up.
And the player's told the agent to be in charge.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
With the contract negotiations, not like, just leave.
The players told him not to accept the deal that was thrown out there.
You what?
The players told him not to accept the deal that was thrown out there. That's why it's a problem right now.
Not playing would be part of negotiating.
See,
the strongest card you can play.
The strongest card you can play is going out there and getting 4 sacks.
No.
Micah's going to
play. I know he's a great player.
Michael plays strongest.
No, I mean, the
strongest card you can play is not playing.
He doesn't come up in big games. That's what they know.
Micah will play, I bet, 15 to 20 snaps in that game. He'll play situational pass rush. Then by that point, the seal will already be broken. He'll practice the whole following week, and he'll play the whole next game.
Since I'm assuming they lose anyway against Philly, I want him to bad shoulder. Bad shoulder went out. We have photo evidence to decide on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube whether Peyton Russell is guilty or not. We need your verdict. And naked handyman RJ Choppy is here to fix your shower. That's next on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club on a Tolo Tuesday. We want you to win the Rangers Brewers tickets, 720 commercial free expressway, where we will also ask Reddit at 740. Josh Pate, college football insider who has blown up over the course of the past year. He will join us at 8 o'clock. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Bobby Bell. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. We're about to put Peyton Russell on trial here on the fan cam. Don't do it yet, Aiden. First, we have to get naked in RJ Choppy's shower with crabs.
Man, this was awesome. So I had the problem with the faucet. So I noticed this as we got back. We got back from Michigan.
Yeah.
And, you know, we took the best shower of the day of the year is always the post-flight shower after the trip, right? It's the first time that you aren't in a hotel shower with bad water pressure. You've got the removable shower head, which you can get every orifice of your body. Mm-hmm. And we're done with it and try to turn the thing off and it doesn't shut off.
The water's not turning off.
The water's, it's got like, it's like 93% off, 95% off, but it's still, and I'm like, what's going on here? So I unscrew the handle and it won't turn off. I'm like, what's going on? I grab like a wrench, cinch that thing shut. And I was like, all right, something's wrong here. Take it all apart. Ask people on social media what's going on. They said, you got to replace the cartridge. So yesterday I went to Home Depot and got the cartridge, and there was a tool that you needed to get it out. And it was much quicker than I expected.
Good.
Much quicker. The longest part was...
So what causes that?
Calcium deposits, maybe? Is that the house, limestone?
Like, it's not an old thing, right?
No, it's been 8 years since I moved in, and it was a new house. So, you know, it happens.
You've been in the house for 8 years?
Yeah, no, 2017. Wow. A lot of people say it happens to them. It's a common problem. So the longest part of this actually was when I went down to the front to go shut the water off to the house. I open up that little box thing in front.
Snake.
No snake. Mud. Full to the brim of mud.
Ew.
So I had to get and shovel that out. That's the longest part. But once you get in there, you rip that thing out. You pull the pin. You put it back in. You lube it up. You got to lube it up nice. Then shove it in. Put everything back together.
You messed
crabs.
It.
And then she's like, you did some manly stuff. I was a little turned on. So she made me crab legs. She goes, do you want me to stop and get crab legs on the way home? And I was like, king or snow? And she said snow crab. And I was like, yes. I mean, look, I'm a northern fish guy. All right. I don't like warm water fish. I like cold water fish.
Okay.
So give me the crab. Let's go. I'm in.
And they were good.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Except for your eating times.
Well, that was a problem for her. Not for me. I finished those three clusters of crab legs in about 10 minutes. I'm an efficient menace when it comes to food, especially shellfish. Her, on the other hand, and she was blaming this on shoulder day because she did shoulders yesterday at the gym. She said they were just very, very sore. It took her an hour to eat three clusters. We didn't have the proper tools, right? You need the nutcrackers or whatever.
Yeah.
So what did we do? Bust out the pliers.
Pliers!
Yeah, we did the pliers. I already had the pliers out, right?
Those are the same ones you used on the tub?
We washed them. We washed the pliers.
But they are the same ones.
They are the same ones. Yes, they are the same ones we used in the tub.
It's like the whole face...
Yeah.
Groin.
Right.
Shaver issue.
Yeah, so we busted up the
pliers. I wiped it down.
Yeah, I did wipe it down.
I was going to put it on my face after.
I used... I used soap, palm olive, and then I used rubbing alcohol.
Okay. Y'all did say you would wash out the Stanley, so...
Those pliers, though, I don't think they're, like, close enough to do the job of...
Well, you just... It just cracked.
Yeah.
And then you got to get in there with your fingers and a fork.
Was it filling?
Yeah, it was.
Three clusters? Okay.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we didn't really have anything else with it. We were like, I didn't really want it. We're trying to die. We put on so much weight in Michigan.
Yeah.
It's like we are going so low carb here. Just meat, basically.
I don't know if the phone's spying on me now. Right after I finished opening the text thread where that was said, I opened TikTok and it opened to some fisherman in another country picking up a live blue crab and biting into it.
Gosh.
And I almost vomited.
What?
From a live blue crab picking that thing up and biting into it?
Yeah. No. Spying on Bobby's computer. Peyton Russell, step to the stand, please.
Yes.
And we put this up on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube, and we need everybody's vote and verdict. Pepe, reset for us what happened yesterday in best and worst of the weekend.
So on Saturday, I was walking stuff down to the recycling bin at the end of my driveway, and a truck was pulled out there. And the old man was out, you know, picking up my garbage can that he had knocked over. He said he, quote-unquote, you know, ran into it because it was leaning out over in the alleyway. I said, no, you're wrong. Whatever, your truck is just a big-ass truck. You need to learn how to drive. I didn't really say that, of course. You know, this guy's, you know, probably close to 80 years old. I wasn't trying to pick a fight with them. But then he also made the comment of, when are you going to take care of that jungle? And he pointed to my backyard, and there was there's a bunch of shrubbery there. Instead of just a plain wood fence or fence in general, there's a bunch of shrubs and trees that connect to the alleyway. And if you don't take care of it, obviously it's going to overgrow, and then it's going to get to a point where people drive down that in the normal size car, and they hit the shrubbery on their way to wherever they're going. Mm-hmm. And I made the argument that I had just trimmed it and that it wasn't a big deal. And he said, you know, you need to take care of that. So
Peyton went home, took the photo evidence. We're all looking at it right now. Now, I need a telestrator out. I need John Madden here.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
What area of this green are you responsible for? That whole wall in the middle?
That whole wall, where you see that very edge, because there's a little bit more that's, I guess it's blurred out, that it's technically behind the neighbor's fence. And I even asked, I talked to someone else, I guess. I was like, okay, this is my line right here. Right?
Like Wrigley Field back here.
Yeah. So it was, and I'll blame the owner of the previous owner of the house before me that didn't take good care of it. And so it goes all over the place. And yes, it is overgrown. I am not disagreeing with that one bit. If you want to say that looks awful, go ahead. But it's not to the point where it's affecting anyone driving through the alleyway. So yeah. I know I got to trim a little bit. I might just have to pay
someone. Wouldn't it just be worth it to
kill it?
Yeah, like weed whack it all? Like,
yeah, whack it off. Just
don't
right off
don't
the wall.
Just trim it. Just shave it. Get your groin user and Go back out there and cut the thing all the way to the fence.
Right. And so there's still probably another few inches to get to the fence line itself. And then it's on the other side of the fence as well. Like, it's not just like, I guess I'd have to take a picture of my backyard as well. Like, it sticks out a pretty decent way. It would take a crew to go out there and take it all down.
So the fence on the left, is it the same as the fence that you have that's being covered by that? Or is it?
No,
it's
see-through. It's just metal fence.
For the purposes of the old man.
So it goes through the fence there.
So it's like a chain link fence.
Yes. And it's a part of the shrubs, basically.
Yeah. For the purposes of the old man, you're definitely okay, I believe. I mean, there's no way that he can't drive his truck or any vehicle through that while running into any shrubbery.
And there's no HOA, so it's not like it's an issue with, okay, I'm going to get the HOA on you and you're going to have to take care of it yourself. Like, getting it trimmed is just a personal preference, and I want it to be trimmed, but again, it was left in such a bad condition, I'd have to be out there hours to get it perfect.
That sucks. You gotta maintain that backside.
I know. One day, Mackenzie's already talked about, she's like, we save up enough money, we're just gonna pay someone to get rid of it.
Just pour weed killers.
See, yeah. I do poison at the front where you can't see my driveways there at the very end. I have poured a bunch because what it'll do is the vines will wrap around that fence right there, and it'll get worse and worse. So one day we will just knock it all down, but there's a couple of trees back there as well, so we just want the shrubs gone, but not the trees.
Roundup, baby. Roundup.
What do y'all think? You think he's in the clear? Pun intended. What do you do with the old guy now, and how do you get rid of that long term? Kill it? Just poison it?
I would get rid of that. That's.
I'm not going to go out there every few months and trim that. Just
yeah,
clear just, it. Just
well,
clear
George
it out.
Says on the YouTube and Twitch that the city will get called on me for it. That I think if it's sticking out in the alleyway, yes, but that itself I don't think is a problem.
Have the city tell you then, not the old man. I would water it, yeah. Is what I would do.
The trash, you put your trash back there? Is that where you put your trash?
Yeah, it's on the other side of where that shrub
is. But that's basically where the trash.
Yeah, that's where they drive through.
They drive through?
Sure, maybe their truck hits it, but it's a larger truck. We don't have many garbage trucks drive through there every day.
972 says, just wait, Peyton. He'll be dead soon. Dang. 214, wow. Peyton, beat that old dude's ass. Only logical yeah. Solution.
Yeah. Beat him in that alley and throw him in that. No one will find him. Yeah, that don't maintain it. Bobby, you and your girls are really in sync with this new game that you're playing.
Yeah, this is like a TikTok thing. And it's something where I don't even know where this started. I think it was TikTok like a year ago or something, where it's this game that kids will play where they go like they try to say a word at once. So they'll go 1, 2, 3, and then they say a word. And then whatever the word is, you then have to guess what the next word is. So if I said, car and
shrub
city, yeah, or whatever else, you then have to guess what the next word they're thinking is based off the words car and city. And you go until you both say the same word, and then you end up tying. Basically, whenever you guys both say the same thing, that's when the game is over. So I was playing this with the girls the other night. They said this 3 times. The first 3 times we did it, they nailed it on the very first time, which
and
makes
me start.
They're
not twins.
Nope, they are not twins. The very first time it was, and I'm trying to remember what all they did. It was, I know one of them was like, we had done music and money, and they both said singer. And then the next one was they had said, I think it was car and porch, and then they had said something else that was the same.
So we're not talking like peanut butter.
No, yeah. No. This is like, you've got to, what word reminds you of these two things? And so they're doing it. And Kristen and I played this, and I'm thinking, I don't know, we might play the audio. I was trying to record it. Kristen and I tried this. It took us 10 minutes to come up with the same word.
Well, that's not surprising.
And I ended up, getting like, well, no. I think when you hear it, you're going to blame Kristen. You're not going to blame me because I think I gave logical answers. And so eventually we got all the way down to what was initially supposed to be about, I think, yard and pool or something like that. We got all the way down to guessing Aladdin characters before we finally hit on the same thing.
You really love Aladdin.
It was not on purpose. She took it to Aladdin. I had nothing to do with it.
He loves Aladdin.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
877-881-1053 is the phone number. Did you ever dress up as Aladdin for like a Halloween or anything?
No.
Okay.
No, that'd be culturally offensive.
All right. Not to me.
Not then, it wouldn't have.
Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway, 720. In the expressway. Back to the Gambler on Netflix with all the audio. We'll ask Reddit at 7:40 and Josh Pate to preview your college football season. He will be at Texas, Ohio State. Josh Pate will join us at 8 o'clock on DFW Sports Station. Guys are getting cut throughout the NFL. RJ Choppy is getting out the old metal detector to see if we can find a new Cowboys quarterback. We'll do it next. RJ goes bargain bin shopping for Joe Milton replacements, putting a knife right in his boy's back.
Oh, man.
After this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.